right, ladies and gentlemen, really quick, I just want to tell you about one of our fantastic sponsors, and that is Soldier Girl Coffee Company. So if you are watching the video, you can definitely check out the screen share here. I'm on our website, and you can go to affiliates, or this will be changing to sponsors soon, and click on Soldier Girl Coffee. As it says on the website, Soldier Girl Coffee is a veteran-owned company. They definitely provide the absolute best coffee I've ever had. It definitely has the pick-me-up that I need in the morning. If we check out her website, of course, down in the right-hand corner, you can definitely chat with her. You can get exclusive discounts. Discounts she offers to our listeners just by putting your email address in the box on the website. As you can see right here, she has French vanilla cream, 100% Colombian, snickerdoodle, Hawaiian hazelnut, and she offers regular as well as CBD-infused coffee. So be sure to go and check out her website. Of course, you can get there by going to our website at businessandbrewshow.com/soldier-girl-coffee, or you can just click the link in the show notes and it'll take you right here. You click on view products and it takes you over to shop around. She even has a little bit of merch. I know when I ordered my bag of Colombian roast, I really, really enjoy Colombian roast, and she has the best Colombian roast that I have ever had. And of course is a veteran-owned business, but I got a sticker as well as a thank you note. So I really enjoyed that. So now I have my very own Soldier Girl coffee mug that I can drink my Soldier Girl coffee out of. So once again, right now, exclusive discounts just for our listeners. Everybody drinks coffee, whether you're a veteran or a business owner, you're going to need it. You're going to need it for your staff. You're going to need it for your break room. You're going to need it for your house. So go ahead right now, click the link in the description, in the show notes, right here, right now, and go get some Soldier Girl coffee today. Ladies and gentlemen, I am super excited and absolutely have to tell you about a phenomenal way to build your website and keep it up to date. My name is Ryan Smeltz, host of the Business and Brew Show and co-host of Veteran Talk Show. And if you are watching this, I want you to pay close attention to my screen share. This is the website of the Business and Brew Show. And the way I am talking about keeping your website, building it, getting it up to date, and having it managed is by Online Rob. So Rob is absolutely phenomenal. And what I absolutely love about this is he was able to customize the website exactly how I asked him. So as you can see, the homepage has a ton of different pictures from different episodes. Of course, here on the episodes page, you're able to listen on your favorite platform, whether it's iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, Public, iHeartRadio, or CastBox. You can connect with us, of course, on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Listen to the five most recent episodes right here on the website. And of course, you can find our sponsors such as Soldier Girl Coffee and, of course, Online Rob. So the best thing about this is, as you can see on my screen, if you're watching, Online Rob is a veteran-owned small business. He will design, build, and manage the entire website for you. That comes with free unlimited updates, a domain name, your business email, and a logo if you need it. All included for our listeners is only $2.99 per year. As it says right on the screen, there are absolutely no contracts and no hidden fees. I handed this to him. He had it back within a very short amount of time. And anytime I need an update or have a question, he is there to help out. So I strongly encourage you, once again, for our listeners, you can go to businessandbrewshow.com/online-rob, or you can click on the link in the show notes. If you are not watching the video version, the link is definitely in the show notes. Be sure to check out our website. I'm super happy with his work. I'm really excited that I no longer have to figure out where to get an SSL, how to install it. I don't have to install the pixel for my Facebook ads. I don't have to manage any of the analytical tools such as Google Analytics, and I don't have to figure out how to connect the domain or set up a business email. He handles all of that for me for the low price of $2.99 per year. So once again, for our listeners, Online Rob offering this exclusive deal. Be sure to go check it out. Make sure when you fill out the form, you put that you heard about him from us in the How Did You Hear About Us box. Business and Brews Show or Veterans Talk Show. Of course, you can always use my name, Ryan Smeltz. And no longer, as a business owner, will you have to build and manage your own website. Have Online Rob do it for you. Take advantage of this exclusive deal, only $2.99 per year. Best of all, he can handle everything from, of course, a podcast to an e-commerce site. No matter what kind of business you run, Online Rob can handle it for you. So go right now, click on the link, fill out the form, take advantage of this exclusive offer, and be sure to put the show name in his How Did You Hear About Us box. Now, let's get back to the show.
Welcome to the Business and Brews podcast, where our mission is to highlight local businesses and shed light on different industries.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Business and Brew Show. My name, of course, is Ryan Smeltz, and today I am super excited. I have Sarah with me.
Sarah, if you would, really quick, just tell us who you are and what you do.
Yep, I am Sarah Hall, the founder and CEO of Talus Ridge, where comfort meets courage. And I am the inventor and patent holder for a product that goes underneath ballistic or any heavy gear that holds it in place, allows the body to be more cool and comfortable, and for people to actually wear the gear they're supposed to.
Interesting. This is going to be fun. So I was an MP in the Army for 10 years.
Did you hate your ballistic gear?
I don't think anybody really enjoys it, but right. I'd rather be uncomfortable than get dead.
Yep. Good. I would appreciate not being dead either.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell us your origin story, if you would. What gave you the idea? Because I think you might be the first person who, I guess you could say, invented something. I'm sure other people, you know, obviously come up with ideas, processes, systems, whatever, but you have a product that you're responsible for. So kind of walk us along that path from idea through the bringing it to fruition, if you would.
Absolutely. So I was a dispatcher with the Highway Patrol, and I got really frustrated with troopers coming in, not having on their ballistic gear. And I would hear, it's uncomfortable, it's hot, it's sweaty. I have open pores across my body. Some of them had yeast infections, which is really gross, from where the plates and the armor would actually rub against their body for hours and hours while they were sitting in a car doing their job. And what I realized is I did a really in-depth study of the ballistic gear that's currently out there and the vests that are out there, and quickly realized that the way that they've been designed over the last 33 years is for the actual carrier itself to do actually have padding on the back to support that. But all that does is increase the friction across the body. And one night I had a dream. Now, the other thing you need to know is that before my career in law enforcement, which really wasn't law enforcement, it was, but it wasn't. I was a dispatcher for the Highway Patrol, was never sworn or anything along that line. I was an insurance agent for 15 years. So loss mitigation is very, very important to me in loss management. So when I realized that there was a problem, I knew there had to be a solution. And a lot of things come to me in dreams. And believe it or not, the solution actually came to me in a dream one night, September of 2019, after I wore a dress that was maybe a little too tight and really made me feel uncomfortable. And I really got the impression of what it felt like to have armor or something rubbing against you. It was a ribbed dress. So anyhow, it didn't fit right, but I got the dream from it, which is all that matters. So after that, woke up in the middle of the night, started drawing stuff down. And within a week, I had presented to a group of women and told them kind of what I was up to. And we have been nonstop since then to get this product to market. So we have been nonstop since then to get this product to market. I worked for the patrol for another year and a half after I had the dream. And it got to the point where I couldn't manage working and running that. So I left the patrol. And we have been nonstop. I've got 7 employees and a dog that we call Buddy, who's our office dog. And last week we were at the SHOT Show in Las Vegas, which was really cool. And we've got a lot of contacts across the world who are ready to present this product in the up and coming spring season. So we're really excited.
Nice. Yeah, I was going to ask you, when I heard you were in Vegas at the same time as the SHOT Show, I was like, hey, is that why you were out there? And so that answers that question.
Yeah, really cool. We had Kyle Weatherman there one day. I did an interview with law enforcement today, which should be airing sometime soon. And with, let's see if I can get it right, the Public Safety Office podcast. And I totally messed that up. But there was another podcast that we had as well. So really excited about all of that. We made some great connections. It's cool when the ballistic companies come to you and want to talk to you about your product. And the other one that I was really excited about was NIJ, which is the National Institution of the National Standards Program for Law Enforcement.
Is that NHTSA?
No, it's NIJ.
Okay.
Anyhow, they have the standards for ballistic gear, and they actually have one of our airflow systems now, so that they can complete testing on their end. They have been very intrigued by the design because it's so different than anything they've ever seen before. And we had some ballistic background that showed that it's actually making the ballistic gear more effective, which I like. So,
yeah. So tell me, because I'm curious, is this something that pairs with the vest, or is this a vest in and of itself?
No. So my goal with the Talus airflow system was for it to be able to work with any ballistic carrier. So it doesn't matter a 2A, a 3A, a 4A. When you get into the ceramic plates, that's a little bit different, because that needs something completely different to carry them. But for 2A, 3A, and 4A, and it doesn't matter who made it or what carrier it has with them, it'll work with it, because it's a Velcro system, and the shock absorbers actually can move across the Velcro. We know the size of the plate, and so we've intentionally made the Velcro system so that they fit where the plate hits the body. And it doesn't matter the body size. I love walking into a room and asking everyone who wears a size large to stand up, and then asking, so why do you all wear the same vest?
Yeah. It's
true, though. There's no reason for you to have a vest and it doesn't fit your body right. That's why people don't wear it. So this is an accommodating piece to any vest.
Yeah, we had... That's interesting. We had fittings before I deployed. So I'm in a garrison law enforcement environment, and they take our measurements and order us custom vests, which most people would be like, oh, that's really nice. But then we deployed for 15 months and there wasn't anything to do except eat and go to the gym. So when I came back, is when the vests finally arrived. So the guys who were no longer in the unit didn't get theirs. And then guys like me who did get theirs, it didn't fit because we were a different size.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's the Army for you.
Right. I get that.
And then
we're talking with a couple of different opportunities with the Army. So that's really exciting for us too.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, I know the females in my unit usually had issues as well, because what was happening, at least back then, this was like 2006, is they were all getting issued male vests. And so obviously different body shape, different vest, and that wasn't happening. So I can only imagine the level of discomfort.
Right. It's a lot more than what you would think on a female. And the way we've got the airflow system designed, it will fit male and female so that it can be accommodated to any body type, which is fabulous. I love that. So we've got some future products that are probably going to be very female oriented, but they're not on the block just yet. They're coming up probably in the next 12 to 24 months.
Okay. So are you guys currently selling, or are you still kind of in the launch stage?
We're post-launch. At this point, we are in manufacturing for the first run, and they'll be delivered probably, I think, by May. We'll have our first full delivery of like 15,000 shirts. We've got a very compliant facility that's making the products for us in the Dominican. So they'll have them here to us. Hopefully very soon, so that we can get them on bodies here stateside.
Nice. So wow, 15,000. That's like a drop in the bucket compared to what's out there. That's awesome. This is interesting. I'm heavily involved in e-commerce. What I do on a day-to-day basis specifically deals with selling products online. So a lot of people in my space I talk to, you know, they're kind of, you know, some of them are arbitrage, some of them are wholesale, but then you have the private label ones. And so they may not necessarily invent the product, but they might private label. And a guy I know, he kind of went through the research and getting samples from different factories to assess them and stuff like that. So after you had the idea, Sarah, I'm curious, like, you know, did you actually sit down and make like a rough prototype yourself, or did you get with someone? Like, what did that look like?
All of the things. All of one. I had a design team, an engineering firm that did one, that did several. I think we've in total had 8 or 9 different iterations of the product. So yeah, all of that. And then it's ended up with a design firm out of New York who has been just white gloving the process for us, which has been fabulous. So we're stoked that we are at the finish line for the phase one, ready to move to phase two and get these products on bodies. And we do have testers out all the way from England to the US-Mexico border. We've got no complaints, which is wild. But with as many variations as we've been through, obviously some of the previous iterations did. There were some like, you really need to adjust this. We would really like it if this were better. We made those adjustments and we are stoked that the product now is as it stands. And it's really cool. I'm really excited to get them on people.
Nice. So that's interesting as well, because you had that opportunity for feedback once you had the product on people. So how did you go from, you know, you have something you can work with to reaching out? Like, how did you determine where you were going to send them, who was going to get them? And then how did you establish that line of communication so they could give you feedback?
So we, I mean, it's kind of been a whole bunch of different connections that we've had. It's not really just come from one place, but we've tried to identify people in different roles. So like we've got some folks who are Secret Service who have it. We've got some federal marshals, Homeland Security, U.S. Extradition Service, some security guards in England, and then just your average beat law enforcement member. So we've got a wide variety of folks in a lot of different areas. So we've gone from hot to cold and back to make sure that we're accommodating for everything. So it's really just been connections that we've gathered over the last 2 years. Now, what we did when we sent the airflow system to them, we had a QR code. And the first one was like, this is your pre-fill out before you wear the product. And then 3 weeks later, we want you to fill it out again. Or 3 to 6 weeks later, we want you to fill it out again with the post survey information. So that's kind of where we are. And it's been fabulous to get such positive feedback all the way around.
Yeah, that's really cool. So I imagine that initially you're connecting through the agencies to get them to guys, but is this something that's also going to be available? Like, I know some guys might be authorized to purchase aftermarket or their own personal gear. So is this something that's also going to be available, say, retail for law enforcement if they want to buy it themselves?
That's correct. We may have it going through a vendor. We're working on a couple of tactical companies who really want to carry it. And if one of them comes through and is like the golden child, I don't want to pinpoint anybody because we've got conversations with 6 or 7 of them. But yeah, we're happy to like send them to a specific person. I don't know that we'll be doing individual sales of products from our facility, but we're definitely going to have the opportunity for them to be purchased, not under the agency guidelines. And it's going to be on the GSA contract as well. So that's going to be even better. You can buy it through GovX. So that'll be great for any, you know, retired military or military folks that want to get.
Definitely. That's really cool. So I think you said you have 7 employees right now. So, you know, you kind of went from, you know, working in dispatch to now you own a company. How did you come about finding people that might be the right fit for your company? And what, if you would tell me like what roles they fill?
Sure. So the first role that was really filled was by my president. Her name is Sue. And Sue has been literally with me since the very beginning. She makes sure that my vision doesn't change too much because I have a very active mind. I tell people that I have 5,000 tabs open at one time, and that's really true. And usually there's more than one conversation going on and I'm trying to figure out what to say. So Sue keeps me in line and keeps everything moving. She manages our team. We've got 4 members on the sales side. We have a chief operations officer. He keeps our warehouse running and the product moving literally across the world from the different plants where things are made to the production facility and then to us or out to the customer. And then I have got an admin and my CFO, Kate, she makes sure the bills get paid.
That's always good.
Yeah. So we've got a really great team. We work really well together. And, you know, it's interesting being in the space of being a new business. Right now, you know, we're pre-sales. So everything is based off of investment dollars. So that's always something that we're looking for at this point. I'm sure there'll come a day when we're not, but it's actually part of the reason why I'm on the way out to Phoenix is to meet with an investor who we're potentially looking at having them invest with us. So I do a lot of vetting with investors to make sure they're the right fit. That's so important. I don't know if you've ever worked with investors before, but you got to make sure not only is it that they are providing you the financial support, but also what you expect from them as an investor, which is something most people don't think about, but it's really important to make sure you know what the people are and what they expect from their role as an investor.
Yeah, totally. I partnered with for the show early on with Nick of Trek CBD. So they're about to open a third location here in North Carolina, and they have one, I believe, out in Lincoln, Nebraska. And his partner, Scott, they have an investor. And so, you know, he talked a little bit about that. We did a short series called How to Build a Business in a Pandemic. And he talked about investors and, you know, kind of how to approach them. When is the right time? Like, do you actually need investors, or, you know, right, are you just kind of cruising along and stuff like that? So I'm curious, because you said vetting, and I think what you talked about, Sarah, as far as making sure they're a good fit and that expectations are met. But how do you go about finding these people? Or I guess, are they reaching out to you?
Some of both.
Okay.
I'll be real honest and say that I have been very blessed to have some farmers come alongside of me that I've known for a long time. And they have honestly just believe in what I'm doing, and they believe in me. And that's the biggest thing, is it's not about the product. It's about the person behind the product. You can sell ice to Eskimos, but if you're not the right person, nobody is going to sell to you and nobody's going to invest in you. And that is the key thing for me, is that I have to, I want to make sure they understand that, I'm a Southern girl and I am a CEO and I can run the business, but I'm also down to earth. And if you need to have a conversation with me, we can have a conversation on whatever you'd like to talk about. But, you know, this is my expectation for you, and this is what I would expect for you to have an expectation of me. But then randomly you may get a connection and they're like, hey, we need you to come to Phoenix to have a phone call or to have a meeting with a specific person. I'll disclose that I have 3 potential large investors One of them is in England. One of them is in the DC area, and one of them is in Phoenix. And I have to vet all three of them. You know, and it's different when you are, when you're in this space and you've got a product that is going to have an impact, not only locally, but literally worldwide. And you know, the financial like unction behind it that has to make the movement happen. It's huge. We are not talking small numbers at all. So you have to make sure that you have got somebody who is able to come alongside of you and say, I'm going to write you a check for $15 million. Like, that's what you have to expect. And it's really, it's mind-boggling at one point and really cool at another to say, I'm going to go have a conversation with somebody about an amount of money that I could have never dreamed about. Yeah. And it's bring this product to market. It's going to help X number of people. We're going to get these on these bodies. And we've got six other things that are right behind it that you're willing to invest in as well. So it's really having somebody have trust in you that you know what you're doing and you have a plan for exit.
Yeah.
Because you got to pay the money back.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like that's probably the investor's number one expectation. Yeah, that's awesome. I think you're probably the first person I've gotten to talk to who has went that route in a little bit different, than what Nick and Scott, cause I think they have one investor and I don't think they really had to continue to search, necessarily. They may do another round, but at the moment, the fuel that they have on the fire is working. So, with you, I feel like the sky is almost the limit. I'm also fascinated by, like, you know, you're shipping worldwide. You know, you've got this design firm that took care of all of that. You've got a company manufacturing the product for you in the Dominican Republic. And you've still been able to, it seems like, run pretty lean with only 7 employees. So that is just insane to me.
Yeah, I have a very dedicated group of people, and I know that, like, honestly, what I pay them is not enough, and I cannot wait to get to revenue so that I can give them all a raise that they justifiably deserve. But they're dedicated to this product and the process, and I literally could not do everything I do every day without every single one of them, and they are, I mean, they have no idea how much stress that they have relieved off of me by being able to do their jobs and control all of the things that they were controlling. Because literally I did all of those jobs without them for a long time. And so now that I've got them, like, it's so much, I don't want to say relief, but I would say, it gives me the ability to have the clarity of mind to continue to create new ideas and new variations or new products for comfort in the law enforcement tactical airsoft world, which, and it's not even that, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Then you've got like football, hockey, hikers. You know, there's 10 million hikers in the US.
I don't believe that.
10 million.
I don't believe that.
I think.
Wait. If they count Irreverent Warriors, then that's not an accurate number. That's an organization that does hikes for veterans, but I've been on one of those and it is more of a slow crawl through the city. But they call them hikes.
Okay. That's all right. But yeah. I mean, there are just so many different applications. And then there's another piece that's coming right alongside of this, and that is for linemen, which I would have never expected that we would have had a correlation with linemen. But what we've got coming is something that is going to change how comfortable they are in their gear. I can't talk about it too much more than that. but yeah. Got something.
I'm really That's crazy. Excited. It's like your it's like what is the MyPillow guy's name?
Oh, I know who you're talking about, but I have no idea what his name is.
That's embarrassing. But it's like you're him for the law enforcement community.
it's about me. It's really about the company and the team and just really being focused together to make a difference. The other cool thing that we've got coming out is a canine version of the shirt. And I'm stoked about that. That's really over the top. Something that's not on the market now. If you've ever worked with a canine out either in any environment, if it's a search dog, when they're on a track, they have a specific time frame that they can run because their bodies overheat. And if you can imagine being 40 minutes into a track and having to pull the dog because the dog's too hot, and you're 5 minutes from, you know, the dog finding a missing child, I mean, that's a big deal. But what we've identified is once the dog is too hot, you run a greater risk of losing the canine. So we want to know that right from the very beginning. So we're working on a cooling product for canines to make them more comfortable. We're really, really excited about that. So
that is awesome. How are you going to get feedback on that?
I'm going to do the same thing. I'll find some canine and ship them out and we'll get feedback on it. That's the plan.
Please place Paul here. that's fantastic. That's awesome. It sounds like you kind of took this single idea and just started to run with it. So you've got plenty of other ideas. So I think one of my favorite questions to ask, which you know, obviously over the last couple of years, a lot of people have run into challenges more directly related to COVID. However, you know, a lot of yours is, you know, just communication and shipping, receiving, you know, you've got the sales, but you're not necessarily dealing with that extremely large volume of customer interaction, like face to face. So going from working in dispatch to inventing a brand new product and now growing a company from that, what has been some of your biggest challenges and what have you done to work through those?
So I think some of the biggest challenges have been like expectations and how to manage them when it comes to an external factor. A designer, you know, not being timely, or it just not being exactly how you want it. And I am, believe this or not, I really am reserved in my words. And I choose my words very wisely because I want to make sure what I say is very impactful. So there will be times that I wouldn't say anything and it would cause a delay. And I know that now. Just because I wasn't happy with something exactly how it was handled or the design that came through or the paperwork or anything. But being able to step up and say, you know, actually, no, this is how I want it to work. And this is exactly how it's going to go. And no, I'm sorry, you varied from my idea. And that's not exactly what I told you to do. Please do what I asked for you to do. And I'm going to say this. I put on my big girl pants, like my CEO outfit, and kind of ran the show. So once I was able to do that, and I still feel like I'm learning to do that. It's every day you're learning. If you're not, you're losing. That would be one. I think another one is managing finances as a new startup and having to go and ask investors for money that you really weren't prepared to ask them for, but being brave enough that they believed in you enough to invest in you the first time, and then they're brave enough to invest in you the second time. So those are really, really big challenges that I've faced, and it's really just been personal growth and how I handled the situation. That's really been two of the biggest challenges. We had some COVID issues, but more of it is just learning how to handle things domestically and foreign and customs. Oh, customs is like, oh, it, and shipping, shipping. That's a whole nother. So.
Yeah, no, definitely. I do a lot of that myself, so I feel your pain on that. So, I agree with you. If you're not learning, then what the hell are you doing? But it sounds like you've done really well, kind of getting through those challenges. We kind of see you talking to more investors. We're getting the first round out here. So we kind of see short term what it looks like. But I'm interested to hear, Sarah, you know, we've got more products in the works. Where do you see this going long term? What's kind of your plan for maybe the next 5 or 10 years?
This is going to be really exciting to talk about. So I really do have a very short exit strategy. I really believe someone is going to come along and say, Sarah, I want to buy your patents and buy your company. And here's a dollar amount. Have a good day. And when that happens, we are going to switch from being a company, and I'll always be an inventor. Like I will always invent new things. I have no doubt in that. But I want to take this funding that I'm given after I pay back my investors and create Talus Ridge ranches across the U.S. I want to have a facility so that if a law enforcement or military or first responder, something along that line, needs a location where they can break away, they've been involved in a critical incident and have been identified, that they need some space. We've got space for them. We've got a couple of other organizations who handle the psychological side of it. And we've seen very quickly that the sooner the PTSD treatment starts, the more effective it is. So even, you know, some people are like, oh, 30 days, let's give them some time. No, like they need it starting day two, day one. They need to really have the assistance there so that exactly what happened can really be hashed out and we can make progress for them to come back to their full-time job and do what they are called to do. So I really want to be able to provide that location for folks around the world. But specifically here in the US, I'll probably have three to five of them strategically placed across the US. So that's my goal. I've got a couple of charities that are near and dear to my heart that I want to take care of. Veterans Memorial Reef. Have you ever heard about them?
Yeah, I got friends that are huge supporters of that.
A VMR, really? In Wilmington?
Yeah, they are probably 20 or 30 years my senior. So they were both in the Navy or Air Force, I think. But yeah, I don't know much about it myself, but see photos on their Facebook all the time.
So Thomas Marcinowski is the president. He is, I think he's a Mustang, whatever that means in the terminology of military. He started in one branch and went to another branch. Anyhow, he's a physician at the VA, and he realized very quickly that there were not enough spots for our military service members to be buried with full rights. So he invented an urn, a cement urn, that right now they have been given 2,500 plots by the state of North Carolina out off the coast of Carolina Beach, boxcar, box yard, something like that. There's a reef out there. So they are actually going out one time a year. They have a ceremony for the families. They, husband and wife can be buried together. They've got a service dog out there. As long as you've got a valid DD-214, you're eligible. But their goal is to provide a way for service members to continue to always give back, because they'll always be touching every continent that they could have possibly been on by being in the ocean. And they're growing a reef. So Excuse me. So that's super cool. I'm very excited about that. So we work very closely with them to make sure that they are, you know, if they've got something going on, we try and go down to Wilmington and support them. They do have, in the springtime and early summer, they have a beer called Salute at Waterman's Brewing in downtown Wilmington. And part of the funds from every beer goes to VMR.
Awesome. Yeah. Now I want to get involved.
Okay. I'll connect you. They're super cool.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Like I said, I participate as much as possible with the Irreverent Warriors. So, the news spreads fast within that organization, but, that's a phenomenal goal. Like the ranches and PTSD, I completely agree with you starting right away. And I honestly believe that everyone's experience and treatment looks a little bit different. So, the more options and the more availability, I think the better the results will be. So I want to move a little bit and maybe a little bit slower into, the four questions we've had brewing. I am super excited about this interview, and I appreciate you coming on. The first question, Sarah, is when you are not inventing new ways to make law enforcement comfortable, what do you like to do for fun?
So there are a couple of different things that I like to do for fun. One of them is go to Carolina Beach as often as possible. You will find me under the North Pier, like anytime that I have a free moment. That is my go-to, when I need solace and I just need to be in my space, that's where I go. I work out at the gym probably 4 or 5 days a week. Just doing bike and stretch. I've got my spine fused, so I have to keep it limber. I like to read. I like to draw. I like to cook. That's pretty much.
Okay. So that kind of leads me to my next question. And that is, you know, most business owners read or listen to podcasts or consume some sort of content. So what content are you currently consuming?
Let me see what I've got in my library. Hold on, because I read different books like all the time. So, I mean, I'm reading about Alexander Hamilton and his wife. I'm really intrigued by the impact she made after he died. So I like looking at how females made an impact in the world. Not because of who they are, but maybe because of who they knew. And they were given an opportunity to make a difference, because that's truly the only reason why I'm doing what I'm doing, is because somebody called me one day and said, hey, do you want to come work for the Highway Patrol and be a dispatcher? So I like to, like, women make an impact differently than men. And I'm intrigued by that. So that's going to be my answer.
Yeah, definitely. One of my favorites, I brought this up recently, but it's called Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance. So it's a pretty interesting book relating, you know, Zen back to working on a motorcycle.
What yeah. type of bike?
What's that?
Bike do you have?
I have a Suzuki M50 Boulevard, but it has been broken for some time. I got it before I realized that I could put my money in other places and get better results. So I decided to stop throwing money at the motorcycle, at least for the time being, and we'll see what happens later on.
I told you I sold insurance. I actually sold insurance at Raleigh when it was Ray Price, the Harley dealership. I was like their insurance salesperson there for the dealership. So I was like number two in the nation. There was another Harley dealership that beat me out in like 2007 or 2008. But yeah, that's my little claim to fame for riding on a motorcycle. So
that's awesome. So the next question is, and I might throw you for a little bit of a loop here, but if you could have a beer with anyone, dead or alive, famous or not, who would it be and why? Hmm.
Does it have to be a beer? I can't drink beer.
No, it can be wine or juice or soda or whatever you want to drink.
You know what? I would have a, I think Betty White, like just the, I know that sounds crazy, but she had such a positive impact on people's lives that she never, ever knew. I mean, she impacted me and I never met her. I never knew her. I think that I would have a cup of coffee with her. Apparently she likes vodka, but yeah. I would have a cup.
I like that. I'm just going to roll with the conspiracy theory like Elvis says she's not dead yet. Yeah, so here recently, and I'll probably give the same answer for a while, but I grew up, I turned 18 and joined the Army, so I wasn't around. And then when I was busy working, or he was busy working. So if I could have a beer with anyone, I would sit down and have a beer with my dad if I could one last time.
That's very sweet. I would have a hard time picking between family members.
Yeah.
But this is my perspective on this. I would also think that if I were in a room of people and my family members were there, like they would just observe. I had like a family of observers and they would just be excited to be in the room and see that I was having a conversation with Betty White. So I'm still going to stick with Betty White.
Yeah. I support your decision. So probably the most important question, and I'm not sure if the plethora of business owners that we have on this show will necessarily want to make their second chance vest more comfortable. Hopefully they don't have to wear one. But if someone wants to start their own business and they invented a product, you know, and they want to be like you when they grow up, or they want to reach out and they need more information on Talus Ridge and the products you sell to help their organization, what is the best way for people to find you?
Yes. So the best way to find me is at talusridge.com. That is the best way to reach me. And I will say that I told you I had an admin. She has another name. Can I tell you her other name?
I don't understand.
She's the unicorn wrangler.
What?
She's the unicorn wrangler.
Unicorn.
I'm the unicorn. She keeps me in line. Like you want to find Nikki, and Nikki will make sure to get me a message because I'm very strategic with my time, and I want to make sure that it's allocated like you. I wanted to make sure you had my full attention, which is why we delayed this a couple of times. But she manages my schedule, and my team and my products are all on the website. You can reach out to anybody on our team. There's a fillable form. Somebody will reach back out to you. If you want to get up with me, get up with the unicorn wrangler, Nikki, and she will get you on my schedule and we can have a conversation. You can come meet me at my warehouse, or we can meet out for coffee if you're in Raleigh. I'm more than happy to do that. If I am in town, not like today when I'm in Dallas, Texas, on my way to Phoenix, but happy to accommodate anybody who really wants to dig into the journey, because it's not easy. And if you've got an idea, I would say the biggest thing that I would tell you to do is don't worry about time. Worry about the product. I can say the 2.5 years that we have been in the making is really about 10 years worth of work in 2.5 years. And it has been expensive and costly and well worth it. I mean, obviously it's a product that needs to be on the market, but don't let time be your enemy. Time is your friend. Marinate in the product, marinate in the idea. Don't think you have to do it right now. And the other thing that I would say is don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody.
You got that right. So this has been fantastic, Sarah. I appreciate you coming on once again. Like I tell all my guests, you're welcome to hang out after I hit stop recording. But for everyone else, sorry, once again, thanks so much for coming on and cutting time out of your day. This has been a blast.
Thank you so much, Ryan, for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So for everyone else, you heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen, dispatcher gone, inventor / CEO. So I hope you'll reach out. I hope you will check out her website. It is in the show notes. If you enjoyed this episode and found any value in it or any value in any of our episodes, then be sure to leave us a 5-star review, subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and tell your friends to subscribe as well. This has been Sarah with Talus Ridge. My name is Ryan Smeltz, and I will see you all on our next episode of Business and Brews.
Bye.
This has been the Business and Brews Show, hosted by yours truly, Ryan Smeltz. Edited and produced by Ryan Smeltz.